Hey guys, and welcome back to another edition of Are You Kidding Me? With me, your hostess, Shannon Pollard. I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to start this again. I love doing the radio, and let's just get right into it with all the tea that I have. So, the first thing you may have heard of... The first thing you may have heard of is the recent 6ix9ine case. We all know, or I hope no, like most of us know, because it was a huge thing. 6ix9ine, the rapper, he also goes by Tekashi 6ix9ine, was in jail recently, or like a detention center, you know, like the same thing, because he has charges of racketeering on him, and possible other charges that they really didn't specify, but it has to do with him being in the Nine Trey Bloods gang, which is the Bloods, one of the really major gangs. So he recently went to, is it court? I believe it was court, because on here it says he pleads guilty to 9 counts and snitches, snitching on his fellow gang members, which is a very, very huge deal, because you normally do not do that when you are in affiliation with them. That is a really, really bad thing to do. So at 10:20 a.m. Pacific time, last week, his plea hearing, he had a plea hearing, and he opens up about how he got involved in the criminal activity, and he confesses a lot. Now, he, doing my own research a while back, he got involved with the Bloods because he lives up in New York, and I'm not specifically sure which area, but he does live up in New York, grew up there, and around his area was the gang. And so, you know, he grew up in not a very good place. His dad was gone, and so he had to like help his mother with paying bills and everything, and getting a job, because it was just very hard for her. So like he dropped out of middle school at in eighth grade, I believe, and then he started doing some not so great things in order to get some, you know, money. And then that's when he started getting into the Bloods gang, and he pretty much grew up with that. So in court, he says he joined the Nine Trey Bloods, which is the specific, gang within the gang. There's 9 of them. That's what's called Nine Trey Bloods. He joined them in the fall of 2017, and admits that on March 20th, 2018, he was helping members of the gang attempt to kill a rival to, quote, increase my own standing in Nine Trey, unquote. And then on April 3rd, he says he and other members robbed a rival at gunpoint. He also gets into the Chief Keefe shooting, saying in court that he had paid a person to shoot at a rival member of Nine Trey to scare him. The shooting took place in Manhattan. I did this to maintain or increase my own standing in Nine Trey, unquote. He admits knowing a fellow gang member was the trigger man. So he paid somebody who was a fellow gang member to shoot at Chief Keefe. Well, he said to shoot at a rival member of Nine Trey. He didn't specifically say to shoot Chief Keefe. He said he paid the person to, you know, shoot at a rival member of Nine Trey, and I'm assuming that Chief Keefe is one of part of a rival member of Nine Trey. So based on what we know, Tekashi, which everyone calls him Tekashi 6ix9ine, but that's not his real name, I'm gonna just call him 6ix9ine, has struck a plea deal which will increase the likelihood of a significantly reduced sentence in return for ongoing cooperation. Although the minimum sentence is 47 years, a little thing, a little side note, if he does get in for 47 years, when he gets released, if he gets released in 47 years exactly, he will be exactly 69 years old. Coincidence? Anyway, although the minimum sentence is 47 years, the way it typically works is the prosecution will ask for significantly less, which is his incentive to keep singing, I can't read, to keep singing like a canary. The problem he faces by agreeing to cooperate for the next year, while the prosecution dangles the carrot of a light sentence, he's increasing the possibility someone will try to silence him. As I said, you are part of a gang. I don't know if this is common knowledge or anything, but from what I know, and what I've seen on like TV and stuff like that, you do not snitch on your fellow gang members. You don't. That is a one-way ticket straight to death. I remember watching the movie Goodfellas, and the main actor, well, the main gang member, and this is based on a real story, and if you haven't watched it, I suggest you go watch it. He was always taught, if you go into court, you don't snitch on practically your family. They become your family. You do not snitch on your family. You don't, you don't, you don't. If you do, you get taken out. And at the end of the movie, when he did snitch on them, he was put into protective services, because whether you're in jail, out of jail, there are people who are out to get you that are part of the same gang as you and will do anything to end you because you broke the number one rule. He did plead guilty to all 9 counts, and there is a discrepancy in the documents. He also seems to be striking a deal with the feds while he's pleading, since he is pleading guilty to the 9 counts. So with this, we don't know exactly if he said he did do it. So I don't see why he would lie about that, especially if they did have a lot of evidence on him. But with the information that I found, it seemed like with his plea deal, he had to have plea guilty. As he says, he pled guilty to 9 counts, and he says he had like an explanation for each of the counts and everything. But with the plea deal, we don't know if he's, you know, obviously telling the truth or not, and if he's just doing this to get a lighter sentence. We have no idea. They're not really giving too much information out about this. Not many people even heard of that he was having a somewhat of a trial or a hearing from last week. They're keeping this very hush-hush and on the down low. So he entered the plea on January 23rd. January 23rd was significantly a few days ago. Today is February 2nd. I'm recording this. As it says, he was pleading guilty to the federal indictment. He did say he did say that he was involved in racketeering and conspiracy and firearm offenses and narcotics trafficking. He was initially indicted. I really don't know this word. I should have looked this up before I ever. Let's see what this word is. Well, let's see if I if it'll help me pronounce it. I hope I was saying it right for the whole time. If not, indict? All right. I think I was saying it right. Oh, yes. Look at me. Okay. I'm sorry. Back to the story. Well, the news, really. Not really much of a story. So he was initially indicted back in November and had been facing the possibility of life in prison. It's unclear what sentence he'll face now after entering the guilty pleas. Of course, he would have to go in for some time. They can't just let him off for especially like 9 counts, and he pled guilty. Like he is going to serve some time. We all know that he will be serving some time. According to the federal documents just unsealed this week, 6ix9ine was involved in dealing heroin, fentanyl, ecstasy, amphetamines, and marijuana. The feds say that conspiracy consisted of multiple acts of murder, robbery, and extortion. The feds also had a video of Tekashi 6ix9ine boldly offering on camera a $30,000 bounty for someone to shoot Chief Keef's cousin. So, according to the feds, he aided and abetted the shooting at rivals of 9 Trey, Blood's gang, at a hotel in Times Square. So, as we know, someone opened fire on Keef and his cousin back in June in Times Square, just days after 6ix9ine's offer. The unsealing of 6ix9ine's plea came just one day after 3 of his associates were also indicted. We broke the story. Law enforcement sources tell us Tekashi dropped a dime on the alleged trigger man in the Keef shooting, says TMZ. So I'm assuming when they say dropped a dime on the alleged trigger man in Keef shooting, he said who did it, who done did it. So his sentencing is scheduled for January 24th, 2020, a year from now. Well, a little less than a year from now, but it will be a year. His sentence is scheduled for next year. Next, moose wanders into Alaska hospital like it owns the place. Moose walks into an Alaska hospital. Are you kidding me? So in Alaska, in a specific town, Anchorage, Anchorage, a moose wandered into a hospital building in Alaska's largest city Monday, and Stephanie Hupton was ready to capture the visit with her phone camera. So, Hupton works in billing at a physical therapy office inside of a building attached to Alaska Regional Hospital in Anchorage. When a patient mentioned security staffers were monitoring a moose that got inside her building, she dashed out and started recording. People in this day and age, like when you first hear something, they're like, let me record it. I want to record it. Let's just record it. Like they totally forget that you can just look and be like, that's interesting. That's cool. That's weird. You don't see that every day. But now everyone just has to record everything. She said, didn't think we'd have a pet moose. Ha ha ha. The footage shows the moose browsing around some greenery near an entrance before it stands gazing at the camera's direction. It briefly lingers before sauntering out through an open door. Hupton said she never felt threatened by the mellow creature in her closest ever encounter with one of the massive animals. It was an experience she never expected when she moved to Anchorage 3 years ago from Carroll, Iowa. In her home state, Hupton had seen her share of deer and cows, but nothing as exotic as a moose. It's definitely different than small-town Iowa, she said. Hospital spokeswoman... Oh, that is a name. I really cannot pronounce that. I'll spell it out for you guys. First name, K-J-E-R-S-T-I-N. Last name, L-A-S-T-U-F-K-A. Lestufka? I can't pronounce the first one, but his last name, Lestufka? Said the moose got inside the building around 11:30 a.m. through doors that were stuck open because of extreme cold in Anchorage, where temperatures hovered around zero on Monday. The plant greenery in the warm lobby was likely inviting to the animal, who ended up eating some of the plants before leaving the building after about 10 minutes inside. The animal hung around the premises. Someone reported seeing it around a parking garage late Monday afternoon, Lestufka said. The moose caused no injuries or any big problems other than eating some greenery. It was a pretty calm visit. I like how everyone is staying calm while this giant animal is just chilling around and lounging around and walking around. Their hospital. Okay, first of all, that can't be sanitary. Like, if you work in a hospital, I don't want a moose walking around. If I'm in a hospital bed, I don't want to see a moose. Animals can get triggered very, very easily and just start attacking. So what if, like, someone was in the hospital bed and was like, oh, no, it's a moose, and then the moose just goes wild. Everyone was just standing there. It's like, look, it's a moose. This is normal. It's probably like a normal Alaska thing. Like, they're like, oh, moose. It's a moose. And even the woman who was from Iowa, she's like, oh, it's an exotic animal. Honey, it's a moose. It is a moose. Anyway, we have another animal story. Runaway emus finally captured after day on the lam. So in Galveston, Texas, police in coastal Texas have captured a pair of runaway emus that have been on the lam for a day after escaping from their owner's backyard. So, emus aren't permitted in Galveston, but police say a man recently bought the large flightless birds to the island after the death of his mother. She owned them at her home near Houston. The Galveston County Daily News reports the emus escaped their new owner's backyard sometimes Monday. Police captured the birds near an elementary school Tuesday morning. Near an elementary school. Officials say the bird's owner didn't realize Galveston had a ban on emus and that he's working with authorities to find an off-island home for them. Well, at least he's taking care of them. I respect that. He's taking care of them. They were his mother's. He's, you know, trying his best to keep them there. But just imagine, you're in Galveston, Texas, and you're just driving around, and all of a sudden, just two emus are just walking on the highway or walking on the road or sidewalk, like, right in front of you. Like, emus. Like, I've never seen an emu before. I know they're like ostriches to me. I've seen them online. So, to me, they look like ostriches. And, like, it was found near an elementary school, so, like, what if the kids went out playing, like, before the police caught the emus, and it was just like, oh, look, emu, and then they just start playing with it or whatever, or, like, the emus start getting angry. There's a lot of just are you kidding me moments in this? Like, there's people thinking it's okay for a moose to just walk in into their hospital, and then people staying relatively calm when it's like, oh, there's emus out and about. Like, are you kidding me? All right, I think it's time for music. I've ranted fairly long enough. Let's get some music in here, and I will talk to you guys in a little bit. I'm sorry, but the music seems it doesn't want to play right now. Give me 1 second, please. I sincerely, sincerely apologize for that. I should have double-checked everything before I started. The iPod cord was not plugged in, but I think we're fixed now, so let's hope this goes okay. The touch of your fingers, in my hair is the lingers. Tell me, is it true to fiction, baby? Yeah. You can't believe you and me are making music easy. Anything for your lips, got me thinking it's all okay. Eh. I don't need fortune or the fame. Eh. As long as I'm with you.
like indecision to call you and hear your voice of treason. Will you come home and stop this pain tonight? Stop this pain tonight. Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head. Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head.
Recital. I think it's very vital to rock
around.
That's right,
on top.
It's tricky. It's so tight. Here we go. It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky. It's tricky.
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 It's tricky to rock around. To rock around. That's right, on time. It's tricky.
Tricky. Tricky.
Tricky.
I met this little girlie. Her hair was kind of curly. Went to her house and bust her out. I had to leave real early.
All they just say is please me, or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy. It's tricky to rock around, to rock around. That's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, B?
It's tricky,
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 tricky.
It's tricky to rock around,
to rock around.
That's right, on time is tricky.
Tricky, tricky, tricky. In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time.
claiming that it's mental. Two good kids with a flow you ain't never heard. Ain't nothing fake that you can understand every word. As you listen to my cool smooth melody, the daddy makes you J-U-M-P. Jump, jump. The Mac daddy make you jump, jump. A daddy Mac will make you
jump, jump.
Chris Cross will make you
jump, jump.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Jump, jump.
The Mac daddy make you
jump, jump.
A daddy Mac will make you
jump, jump.
Chris Cross will make you
jump, jump.
Now, the formalities of this and that is that Chris Cross ain't coming off wet. And for all y'all suckers that don't know, check it out. Some of them try to rhyme, but they can't rhyme like this. Some of them try to rhyme, but they can't rhyme like this. Some of them try to rhyme, but they can't rhyme like this. Some of them try to rhyme, but they can't. Cause I'm the miggity, 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 miggity Mac Daddy. The miggity, 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 miggity Mac. Cause I'm the miggity, 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 miggity Mac Daddy. The miggity, 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 miggity Mac. I make you wanna
jump, jump.
The Mac Daddy will make you
jump, jump.
A daddy Mac will make you
jump, jump.
Welcome back. So, to get right into it, would-be bank robber rips up note after getting cold feet. So, in Fall River, Massachusetts, police in Massachusetts are looking for a woman they say intended to rob a bank but got cold feet and left without a penny. The Fall River police tell Herald News that the woman walked into the Fall River Municipal Credit Union on Monday afternoon and approached a teller. Police say the woman hesitated, told the teller, "Give me a minute," and went to the counter and wrote on a piece of paper. But she ripped up the note and dropped the pieces into the trash can and walked out. So bank employees pieced the note together and it said, "Give me the money." Anyone who recognizes the woman in the surveillance images, if you happen to see her, is asked to contact Fall River Police. That reminds me of SpongeBob when he's trying to, like, steal money from the bank teller. And she's like, do you want it from your checkings or your savings? He's like, checkings. He's like, you have no money. That's me right now. I have no money. I'm a college student. Why would I have money? Another one. A man tries to steal a bicycle from a police station. So this would-be bicycle thief appears to be a few spokes short of a wheel. Adam Val is accused of trying to steal a locked two-wheeler right in front of a sign for the police department in Gladstone, Oregon, while cops inside watched on a surveillance camera. The Associated Press's edited video below shows the hoodie-wearing suspect approach the bike with bolt cutters, which he uses to clip off the lock before he's caught in the act by an officer with a stun gun, according to the Gladstone PD's Facebook page. Quote, suspect arrested for attempting to steal a bike from the police department, unquote, the police Facebook caption says. The cops removed Val's hood and face mask and took him to jail within minutes of the December 27th incident. Val, who was 26, was charged with theft, criminal mischief, and felon in possession of weapons, ABC News reported, and he was released the next day after a court date was scheduled. It's dumb, you know, Sergeant Carl Bell of the Gladstone Police Department told ABC. I have not actually seen something that blatant because the officers were inside watching on video camera. Who tries to steal a bike while it's right in front of a police station? guess he really did need that bike. But now he was in jail, and then he's out, and he has, like criminal mischief on him now. If you hear laughing, my friends are here. Another thing, this is titled, "This Kid's About to Get an Explosive Lesson in Using Fireworks Over a Manhole." A boy in China was lucky to escape with his life after playing with fireworks and triggering an explosion that ripped the sidewalk apart. So footage from the scene in, I can't even pronounce that city's name and I don't want to butcher it, but it's in Inner Mongolia, showed the boy either dropping one of the fireworks into a manhole or allowing the sparks to fall in. That ignited the methane gas trapped inside, causing the sidewalk to erupt. No one was injured in the blast, not even the boy, who could be heard afterwards telling his mother that he was scared. But three cars were damaged. I watched the video. Bricks were thrown onto the cars. Methane trapped in sewers may be more common than many people realize. A 2014 study in Washington, D.C. found thousands of leaks causing methane to build up in the system, including a dozen manholes where just a small spark could trigger an explosion. Now, when I watched the video, the kid was holding like six fireworks in his hand at once, and he was 8 years old, and he's just walking around, and he looks in the manhole, and he's like, he like drops one in, and then he runs. He tries to run, but it explodes and it kind of throws him a little bit. And then he gets up and runs. He did it in front of a store and people are watching him. And then it blows up and they're like, oh. And he was eight. I didn't even have sparklers when I was eight. Man brings raccoon carcass into McDonald's because it's brief closure. So a San Francisco man shocked employees and customers at a local McDonald's Sunday morning when he brought a dead and bloody raccoon into the fast food outlet and laid it on a table. As a result, the restaurant closed for 2 hours so the dining room could be sanitized. Brooke told sfgate.com that the so far unidentified man came into the McDonald's screaming for help as he carried the dead animal. Quote, he came to the counter and I thought it was a dog at first. The employees told him to leave and he went and sat down with it, Brooke said. There was blood on the table and blood on the floor with people walking around. You could see them tracking blood around, unquote. The man, who is believed to be homeless, was kicked out of the store while another customer threw the raccoon in the garbage. San Francisco police officers gave the man a mental health evaluation and determined he did not need to be detained. San Francisco Department of Public Health spokeswoman Rachel Kagan said that a physician who works with homeless people watched the video but cannot infer anything about the man's condition. Kagan also said the restaurant responded properly and that a health inspector visited the site before it reopened. Quote, the health concerns would be about the blood and the potential spread of bacteria or a virus. If the cleaning was done right, that would take care of that concern. Back in my hometown, we have a few homeless people, but they've never picked up a raccoon and just walked into like our local pizza shop and was like, you need to help this raccoon. That's never happened to us. So I just thought that was weird. Over 100 praying mantises take over a home after a woman buys infested Christmas tree. A Virginia woman's Christmas tree left her a gift that keeps on giving, but not in a good way. Springfield veterinarian Molly Cruz is bugged that more than 100 praying mantises have infested her home after hatching from an egg case hidden in her Christmas tree. Quote, crawling on the walls, crawling on the ceilings, just kind of moving. Quote, it's possible the mantises are now praying in her bedroom, but that's a scenario she doesn't want to consider. She says, I don't want to think about that. It's possible, but I don't want to know. Although some people might simply vacuum up the bugs, Cruz is trying to avoid that, preferring to scoop them up with an envelope and store them in a shoebox. She is feeding fruit flies to her unwanted holiday guests while she tries to find them new homes. She says, in my Googling, I discovered people really like praying mantises. They are useful. They eat other bugs. People use them for organic gardening. Still, the infestation has inspired her to get an artificial tree for next Christmas. I don't know what to do if my Christmas tree had praying mantises in them, because you're not allowed to kill them, because you get a $500 fine, maybe more for that. And, because I think they're, endangered or something. So, I don't know if you're supposed to call, certain, protective services or whatever for that, or, animal control. I have no clue. Anyway, I'm going to get back to music. Let's go.
I know you know that girl. Man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on the and show up, they name the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that tango gratatata.
I've been in the hills for superstars, feeling like a pop star. Drinking any bad, jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks and now she screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12 car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that? Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA beef is always asking where the coke at. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car. Sweeter than a pop tart, you know you are not hard. I done made a hot chart, remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
I've been popping pills, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. Show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that tango gratatata.
So don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months, we're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these, don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just spill on your babe. My f*** feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave. When I go fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the hottest in the street, know you probably heard of me. Got a bag and fix my teeth, hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills, I ain't got no time to chill. Think these things be mad at me, they baby father wanna build.
They little, you can f*** with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. If you a f***, you get popped, you a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way, you can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turns out I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich. I put my hand above my hip, I bet you dip, he dip, she dip. I say, I get the money and go, this is high like a stove. My glitter is gold, tell that little bitch her roll. I just a robe and a rose, I just came up in a rave. I need to fill up the tank, no, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these know, they none of them, none of the safe. I go to
out of dinner and steak. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a crib with a gate. Rolly got charms, a life frosted flakes. Hard to let these know. Just in case he's forgot. I just wanna check the mail. Another check from Mona. So don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money moves. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't f*** with you. I'm a boss who a worker, bitch, I make bloody moves. Bloody moves.
Spent 24 hours, I need more hours with you. You spent the weekend getting even, ooh. We spent the late nights making things right between us. But now it's all good, babe. Roll that backwood, babe, and play me close. Girls like you run around with guys like me till sundown. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Girls like you love fun and yeah, me do what I want. When I come through, I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's it for this week's installation of Are You Kidding Me? With me, Shannon Pollard. I'll be back next week with more juicy details and news on different things. I'll see you guys later.